Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of what we like to call the Q-munity, where we take a couple minutes out of each and every day here at noon to talk about information and inspiration of what's going on in our community as we all adapt to what is a new world out there. Jen Edwards from Junior Achievement is our guest, and I got to think with schools shutting down, when you heard that was going to happen, y'all had to start to scramble to go, how are we going to deliver our stuff? What are we going to do? How was that, Jen?
Yes, it has been a challenge, but we are resilient and we have a backup plan. So we're thankful of that.
Talk about the process that you had to go through just to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And I'm sure you had to scale your stuff back just a little bit as well.
Well, we are part of a region. Our regional office is based out of Fort Wayne. And so that's called Junior Achievement of Northern Indiana. And they're the one that really directs us. And they are our direct link to JAUSA, which is our headquarters based out of Colorado. JAUSA had already been thinking about doing videos of our programming, but it just, there wasn't a real sense of urgency. I mean, they were working on it, but they weren't expecting it to come to fruition so quickly. So a lot of things were already in the works, but JA of Northern Indiana and Fort Wayne, they contacted our office and asked a couple of our program managers if they'd be willing to turn our programming into videos. And so that's what we've been working on all last week. We have been really trying to focus on providing videos for our teachers in the elementary school programming.
Okay, what kind of videos are you creating right now?
All of our programs are already all laid out. And so it's pretty easy that we just take a volunteer guide and we turn it into a verbal video. It is difficult, though, when we have a lot of our programming is based on games and activities with the kids. So we had to get a little creative with we felt like Dora the Explorer, like asking questions and stopping and waiting for them to kind of think about what the response would be. But we are just teaching the program to the standard, and so there's not really a whole lot of program delivery that's different beyond it being a video format rather than an in-person format.
Can you deliver 100% of what you were doing, or what did you determine? How did you determine what was important to get to the kids?
So our focus was to get programming of videos done K through fifth grade.
Okay.
That was our main priority because we knew that those elementary school teachers would need a lot of information. And so we just want to provide them with an additional resource to utilize through their e-learning. But right now, our main goal is to roll out all these videos on April 1st, which is in 2 days.
What have you heard from teachers about what their needs are when it comes to your services?
Sure. The teachers need us to help them with information about needs versus wants, and how about financial literacy. Maybe we have a big component to our programming about entrepreneurship and, what does it mean to own your own business? And so
scared, that's what it means. Fear.
Yes.
It's a little bit of a different time to be a business owner at these times.
Exactly. And so, and then it's nice that we're able to, we're able to pair up the videos with downloadable resources and documents that the teachers could also send to their kids through e-learning. Or I think that there are some teachers that are physically getting packets ready for their students. And so maybe that's good supplemental information. All of Junior Achievement programming meets the state standards for education. So anything that we do in the classrooms, it could maybe possibly take a lesson away that a teacher has to do one less thing in her classroom, his or her classroom.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a difficult time for teachers on how to adjust to this as well. So I think anything that we can give them to help them is going to make life a little bit easier.
Exactly. And we know that they're being bombarded with a lot of resources right now. There's a lot of options to help them get through the next month or however long this goes on. So while we're encouraging them, we're certainly not expecting the program to take place. We understand that they have priorities over Junior Achievement. However, we do have a really good presence of Junior Achievement in our community, and we feel as though a lot of teachers are going to utilize this because they're expecting it to be in their classroom in April or May. And so they can still have Junior Achievement in their classroom this way. It's just done through videos.
Hey, Jen, we always look for information. You gave us some great information. What if I were to ask you about stories of inspiration, if you had one story of inspiration that you've heard throughout this past couple weeks, is there anything that has inspired you where you went, man, that person, they've gone above and beyond the call of duty at this point in time?
I think I really would like to commend our program managers with Junior Achievement, how they got out of their comfort zone and they said, you know what, we will do these videos. I mean, you know, it was basically amateur hour, and they're not actors. And so just within our little staff, that was an inspiration to me, that they said, what needs to be done? We're going to get in there and do it. And so because of that, we played a big role in providing videos for JAUSA.
Very nice. Junior Achievement, Jen Edwards is our guest. I know you guys probably had some stuff, some ideas about, fundraising, maybe you had some events going on that this has kind of thrown a wrinkle into, because obviously we don't live in a vacuum, and you guys need to raise funds at times.
Right.
There's a lot of questions of what's going to happen the next month. How have you adapted to that? What do you see going forward?
Sure. Our next event is on Monday, June 15th, I think it is. And so that is our annual golf outing. And so we do have a backup date in August, but we are trusting that we can go ahead and move forward with this. Our goal is $10,000, and the money that is raised goes towards offering free programming to our teachers in the Tippecanoe and Benton County area. And so we're trying to be very conscious of our sponsors. We have secured a title sponsor, which is First Source Bank, and we're so grateful of their continued commitment to Junior Achievement. But it is a challenge. We're not sure. We're just kind of putting a pause on it all. We don't feel comfortable asking for more sponsors right now, because everyone's in different situations, and $100 might be a lot to a small business owner right now. So we might be scrambling and putting an event together in 4 weeks, but that's okay. We'll be thankful that we can still do that. But that has certainly been a challenge. And we have a lot of events through Junior Achievement, and most of them are in the summertime. Just between June and September, we have 3 different events. So that's all going to maybe look a lot different. We're just all of us are just hurry up and wait. You know, there's really not a whole lot we can do.
Well, you know what? Stay safe and stay inside, and we'll talk to you soon. And I'm sure we'll all get through this somehow, some way, and we'll see what happens on the other side of it. Thanks for your time today, Jen.
Yes, thanks, Jim. Appreciate you allowing us to come on today.
Not a problem. Jen Edwards from Junior Achievement. This has been another edition of the Q-munity.